one funny story from one of the first partnerships that I worked on with Acrisure. It was about a month after we closed on our partnership. And I get a call from this individual and he's like, Shelby, I'm just really confused. And I'm like, what's going on? Did something happen? He's like, is there somebody going to show up at some point in our office? And I'm like, not unless you want us to. We don't just come in and stop by your office unannounced. That's not really the way in which we operate things. It's really business as usual post-closing, with the benefit of saying, maybe there are some of those things that aren't the highest and best use of an agency partner's time anymore, right? And you get to a point as an entrepreneur where you've grown and scaled your business, but then your time shifts to spending more and more time on managerial, like accounting and the HR. If our partners want to take any of those items off their plate so they can focus more on what they enjoy, we're there to be that resource to them and take those items off their plate. But we really let them drive the direction of getting rid of any of those items and moving them to corporate and the time frame for which that happens.
You close 132 deals over 12 months. Mm-hmm. So you're closing like 2.5 deals a week. The 12 people do two and a half deals a week.
Yeah.
That is incredible. I heard that when Acrisure's acquisition team walks into a room, that everybody's IQ jumps by about 20 points in the entire room. So, and I'm dead serious. Somebody told me that last week. They said, this is the smartest group of folks in the industry. So hats off to you guys for that. And I mean, the evidence is in the numbers, right?
After we have gotten under signed letter of intent with someone, Abe, it's about 60 to 90 days to close.
Welcome to the Insurance Dream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling, talking to Acrisure today about what traits they look for in insurance agencies they want to acquire. Learning a little bit more about Acrisure. They are the largest acquirer of insurance agencies in the country, I believe 7 years running. So that is talent, definitely not a coincidence. Excited to air our interview and see what they have to say. Dawn, have you heard of Acrisure?
I have not, but I'm very interested to hear about them.
Yeah, the whole premise behind what they do is to let the agency owners keep doing what they did to grow their agency. Because I know a lot of agency owners kind of top out, right? They grow, and then they hit a ceiling. And for whatever reason, that ceiling is in place. A lot of times it will be due to, you know, lack of resources, lack of technology, lack of access to staff. And Acrisure had an answer for pretty much everything that I asked them about. So excited to push this out for agency owners to hear about what they do.
Yeah, that sounds like a fantastic tool.
Yeah. So in insurance news, here's the most interesting article that I've seen, I think, in a while, because nobody sees this coming, right? So there are, as we know, the whole situation going on, the war happening there in Ukraine with Russia. The Russian operators of airplanes have 509 aircraft that are rented from foreign lessors. And they're saying that these 509 aircraft, Russia passed a law saying that you don't have to give back your aircraft to your lessors. And after the lease expires, we'll register them in Russia. So there's 509 potential claims for stolen aircraft that are out there right now. Lloyd's of London is saying that it'll be somewhere between a $1 and $4 billion loss after reinsurance pays out. That's a big claim.
That's a huge claim.
It's, you know, it's stuff you don't see coming. You think you're safe insuring airplanes, right? But you know, the interesting thing is this article that I'm reading at on propertycasualty360.com talks about how the most equal situation that they can compare this to was when Iraq invaded Kuwait in 1990, where Iraqi forces seized a number of commercial aircraft, not 509, fueling about two decades worth of litigation.
Wow, that's a lengthy amount of time to sort something like that out. There's a lot of dollars involved in those litigations, aside from, you know, the actual main payouts on any sort of claim as well.
Yeah, no joke. And that was only a few planes. So the aircraft that are in, so just one company is saying had a net book value of $1.7 billion as of last month in February. So it will be interesting to see how all this plays out. But planes out, how all of this pans out, but they're saying that, you know, basically they're bracing for a bunch of lawsuits, surprise, surprise, that you're going to have people suing each other talking about who's supposed to pay for this kind of claim. And a lot of insurers are trying to cancel policies and use war, you know, provisions and stuff like that. But yeah, I got to say, you know, I mean, that's terrible for the insurance, for the plane lessor, right? But this could not possibly have been taken into the actuarial equation when they were coming up for the rates of these policies. This is a weird deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how do you forecast that? It will be really interesting to see how the aviation side of the insurance industry and the reinsurers respond and what happens going forward with maybe policy endorsements or amendments and things like that.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something because, you know, I mean, this is kind of setting a precedent here, which I, like I said, besides some Iraqi forces taking over some planes, I can't find anywhere else where anything like this, even close to it's ever happened. And nothing, I don't think anything has. So this sets a precedent though, right? Somebody else could do it in the future. Be like, you know what? We're not going to pay you for your planes. Have a nice day.
Absolutely.
So interesting. We will look for updates on this and let you all know as things come about. But yeah, we will dive into our interview with Acrisure right after this. Hey everybody, Abe Bowling here from the Insurance Dream Podcast. Excited to remind you that Insurance Professionals is giving away a stay at Yosemite RV Resort in a yurt 4th of July weekend to one hardworking agent for policies written during the month of April. Insurance Professionals was founded by former agency owners, so they know how to make life easy on agents who work with them. Between the access to nationally known carriers, their free multi-rater, the libraries of on-demand and live trainings available, and the wealth of information they provide agents on their proprietary dashboards, adding Insurance Professionals to your list of market access providers is an easy business decision. They charge no upfront fees, no monthly fees, and you own your book of business with them 100% from day one. Getting started with Insurance Professionals is easy. Just go to becomeaninsurancepro.com to get started. The winner of the 4th of July Yosemite Getaway Giveaway will appear on an episode of the Insurance Dream Podcast, giving you exposure to our nationwide audience. That website to get started again is becomeaninsurancepro.com. Okay, I'm here with Shelby Cowley. She is the Director of Merger and Acquisitions at Acrisure, the largest acquirer of insurance agencies in the country. Shelby, how long have you guys held that title?
At least the last 7 years, believe it or not. So for the last 7 years, we have been the most acquisitive in the space and the fastest growing insurance brokerage firm in the world. But you know, with that title, I think a lot of people think that, well, they must just be buying everything, right? which I can understand, given we partnered with 132 partners alone last year. But really, we looked at over 900 agencies last year just to do 132 partnerships.
Wow. That is, so you're pickier than people think.
Yes, very much so.
Well, that's not a bad thing. Yeah, and I was reading about, you know, 2021. So you're saying 132 was the final deal count. The insurer is the article that I was reading. It had reported that you were on track to 136. Maybe some of those spilled over into 2022, in which you closed over $3 billion in revenue and over $1 billion in EBITDA, which is crazy. I mean, that is fast. Tell me about the team that Acrisure has acquiring these things. Because, I mean, obviously, this isn't like a one or two person operation. This is, you guys have a whole division dedicated to doing these deals and doing them fast.
Yeah. You know, so we definitely do have a division that helps us continue to grow and scale our business from an inorganic growth standpoint. So I am on a team of 12 people. There's really about 4 deal leads on that team that work, you know, in those 900 conversations that I referenced for 2022. There's about 5 of us holding those preliminary conversations. And then we've got a team of people supporting us, but I think we've truly gotten it down to a very efficient and streamlined process, which is what allows us to move quickly when we do find partners that are the right fit for us, as well as us being the right fit for them, right? That's the most important thing, is that it does have to be that perfect marriage where both sides are excited about next steps.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, you guys, you know, essentially you close 132 deals over 12 months. Mm-hmm. So you're closing like 2.5 deals a week. I mean, so 12 people do that, or is that just your team? The 12 people do 2.5 deals a week.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Yeah. So we've got a great team here at Acrisure.
Like I said,
we've developed, you know, some pretty great streamlined processes as well to help us get that done. But yeah, we've got a very busy deal flow. But, you know, it's typically, I would say, you know, after we've gotten under signed letter of intent with someone, Abe, it's about 60 to 90 days to close from there. So yeah, pretty quick on the back end.
That is quick. So let's, you know, and I've heard, so, and this was off the record last week. I was telling somebody that, you know, we were going to have Acrisure as part of the merger and acquisition series here on the podcast. And I heard that when Acrisure's acquisition team walks into a room, that everybody's IQ jumps by about 20 points in the entire room. So, and then I'm dead serious. Somebody told me that last week. They said, this is the smartest group of folks in the industry. So hats off to you guys for that. And I mean, the evidence is in the numbers, right? 7 years strong. That's not a coincidence. And that's not luck at that point. That's a system and a process. So tell me about, how do you guys go about looking? Cause obviously right now, you know, we've heard this from several of our guests that we've had on this series, that there's a huge supply issue with insurance agencies and looking to the buyers that are looking to acquire them. There's a big supply issue with, you know, how many have been bought up, kind of the surge we saw last year, people thinking that, you know, potentially the capital gains tax would change, you know, that that caused a lot of people to maybe sell that weren't planning on it right at that moment in time. So how do you guys go about finding qualified agents? Are you working with a network of advisors across the country? Do you find them organically, a combination of both?
Yeah, great question. And this kind of leads perfectly into a follow-up that I was going to say for our last question, is that while we do have a great M&A team, we have even better partners, right? So we wouldn't be able to do the pace and scale that we do without our partners. They're the reason to our overall company success, as well as our M&A team's success. And they really, it's through their existing relationships that we get about 80% of our total deal flow each year. Yeah. So, and it, you know, we are unique in that we are not the company that people are going to see with the blast email campaigns, reaching out to them and saying, you know, do you want to sell your agency? And cold calling them. We have a very different model. Our partners, through their own experience and sharing what they like about being a part of the Acrisure network and what their post-close relationship has been like, that is where just organically we start having people reach out to us via our website. We have people emailing us, and then partners, you know, through their relationships, introducing us to folks via email that want to learn a little bit more. So again, that is very unique. So we have not had a shortage of supply of new deal flow, if you will. And that's just because it is coming more word of mouth and reputationally for us, and has always been that way. So north of 70% of all of our deal flow since 2013 has come from existing agency partner relationship.
And what percentage was that? The deal flow has come from existing partner relationships?
North of 70%.
Wow. Okay. So you're looking at this big number, 132. So 132. So that's how much people like dealing with Acrisure, I guess, right? It's 92 of those deals at least came from referrals of existing people that have done business with you guys. So really, when you minus out those deals, you're looking at, you know, maybe 39 or 40 deals that you guys acquired through other channels.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the rest of them just come from, you know, the bankers and brokers in the space that know that a, you know, client of theirs would be a good potential fit for Acrisure is generally how we get connected with the rest of those groups that we partner with. So fairly unique in that sense. But we also have a unique model too, right? So we focus on a non-disruptive approach to partnership. So we are interested in you know, agencies whose owners want to continue to stay involved in the business and grow going forward. We don't want to come in and tell you how to operate your business. Our agency partners know how to operate their business better than we ever could, and how to service their clients. And they have, you know, their own brand reputation and culture that they've created over the years. And the last thing we want to do is come in and change that in any way. So that is one key component for us when we're in those early conversations, you know, with the 900 agencies last year, is determining, are we the right fit for you, and vice versa.
That's impressive. I mean, that agency owners, because agency owners, especially independent agency owners, right? Like that's kind of the whole nature of the character traits, is that they like to be independent. And I think that that's probably, I know for me, that was one of the things when we sold our agency, is that, you know, the last thing in the world that we wanted to do was, you know, be folded into a corporate structure.
Yeah.
That, you know, where it's like, okay, you know, now I'm somebody, that's where I worked so hard to be, you know, independent and be my own boss. I don't want to go back and, like, you know, cash out and go work for somebody. So you're saying, you know, with Acrisure, the way you guys structure these deals, you know, they're going to have access to all of the technology and, you know, probably resources that as small agencies, we just, you know, we would never be able to wrap our hands around, to being part of something to where you can still run it the way you want to, but you just have a ton more resources on your hands. Is that kind of the way you guys, your philosophy, how it works?
Yeah, really. We're looking for great agencies that are run by, you know, great entrepreneurs and leadership. And we want those entrepreneurs to continue to be entrepreneurs. Turning them into an employee is not something that's going to excite them or motivate them to want to stay around very long. So we have created our company, and we're and the culture of our organization with that entrepreneurial spirit in mind. So we, you know, provide them, of course, with all of the resources that come with being a $3 billion organization, but the majority of those are an a la carte menu. So we don't force them to utilize those services, but they're there. If they want to take advantage of them, of course, you know, broader access to markets and enhancements that come along with our larger volume that we place with those markets. As well as all of our technology resources and capabilities, which truly differentiates us in the marketplace. But outside of that, really, we want to limit the disruption as much as possible, right? We want you to continue to operate your business as you always have, and help you achieve your goals that you've already set out for yourself and your firm, but on a more accelerated basis.
Sure. So tell me about, and I mean, the short answer is probably like, it depends on the situation, right? But generally speaking, let's say I'm an agency owner and I come to Acrisure and you guys take a look at my agency, which I want to talk about the traits of the agencies that you look for and like what their makeup are, whether mm-hmm. it's, you know, commercial versus personal, stuff like that, if that even matters. But let's say that we've determined that we're a good fit and you guys make me an offer, right? Is that offer, I mean, is it, do I retain part of the ownership? Do we roll into a new corporation and I guess some Acrisure stock? Are you buying a percentage and letting me retain a part of it, or all of the above?
Yeah, so that's a great question. You know, really the way in which we structure our partnerships, and the reason I use the word partnerships is just that, is it's generally a mix of majority cash at closing and then a portion in Acrisure stock. And Acrisure is unique in that 76% of our total equity is owned by our existing agency partners. So we are, you know, from the top 10 largest insurance brokerage firms in the world, to have 76% ownership controlled by your agency partners is extremely unique. And, you know, that is what allows for the continuity and permanence of our non-disruptive approach to partnership. But it also puts the upside of our continued growth and success back in the hands of those responsible for generating that mm-hmm. that growth, our agency partners. So we do kind of that mix of cash and stock to make sure they have the opportunity for future wealth creation. They are fully aligned and involved in the strategic direction of the overall company long term. And then, you know, different opportunities and incentives beyond just that.
So do you guys entertain deals that you would take a minority stake in the business, or is it just pretty much majority stakes?
It's Typically 100%
okay.
acquisition. Have we done joint ventures in the past with strategic partners? Yes. Have we done, majority acquisition? Yes. But I will say for the most part, it is 100% asset acquisition or stock acquisition with, compensating them in a form of cash consideration as well as Acrisure stock.
Tell me about the difference in the day before acquisition to the day after acquisition for the agency owner. How does their role within, because I mean, I know that, the continuity is the big thing, right? So mm-hmm. probably, most things are, the same, or a lot of things are the same, but obviously there's going to be some changes, right? Just by nature of being rolled into a $3 billion machine. Tell me about the day before Acrisure closes on my agency to the day after. What are my day-to-day changes looking like? My responsibilities, mm-hmm. things that I have to do to run my agency.
Yeah, it's not much different, and it's probably improved in some senses, right? One change, of course, is the name on the employee's paycheck, right? It's going to be Acrisure.
Which then is going not a forward, complaint
we file. Yeah.
You guys handle payroll?
Yeah.
Move it closer to the deal, Shelby.
Payroll free of charge. Nobody's complaining about that change, I'll tell you that much. We file their name as another DBA name under Acrisure. And to the outside world, right, there really isn't much of a change because leadership is the same. All of the employees are still there. The leadership continues to operate the business as they always have, make strategic decisions for the firm and day-to-day operational decisions for the firm. They do not report to anyone. They are still their own boss. I have one funny story from one of the first partnerships that I worked on with Acrisure. It was about a month after we closed on our partnership. And I get a call from this individual and he is like, Shelby, I'm just really confused. And I'm like, what's going on? Did something happen? He's like, is there somebody going to show up at some point in our office? And I'm like, not unless you want us to. We don't just come in and stop by your office unannounced. That's not really the way in which we operate things. It's really business as usual post-closing, with the benefit of saying, maybe there are some of those things that aren't the highest and best use of an agency partner's time anymore, right? And we see this time and time again, and I'm sure you felt the same, Abe, right? It's like you get to a point as an entrepreneur where you've grown and scaled your business, but then your time shifts from spending time with clients and developing those relationships, and generating new relationships with prospective clients to spending more and more time on managerial items like accounting and the HR and the other things that are necessary to keep the business running going forward. And so if our partners want to take any of those items off their plate so they can focus more on what they enjoy as a business servicing or selling in the business, we're there to be that resource to them and take those items off their plate. But we really let them drive the direction of getting rid of any of those items and moving them to corporate in the time frame for which that happens.
Sure. So agency management system, can I keep that the same?
You can within a realm of about 10 different agency management systems. So there's some accepted systems, some preferred systems, but if you wanted to change to one of our more preferred systems, we handle that conversion for our agency partners. We have teams that go out and do that for them, train their staff on the new system and have in-house support team on those preferred systems as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. So we can keep it the same as long as it's one of the approved systems, which it sounds like, 10 of them, right? There's 10 big ones probably in the whole country. So you probably work with all of the major ones. Okay. So that's good.
Quite a few preferred systems. Yeah.
Okay. And then tell me about staffing. Staffing is a huge challenge across the whole country right now. I'm sure you guys are kind of no exception to that rule, but maybe you're not. I don't know. But for small agencies right now, staffing is a giant challenge, right? Finding mm-hmm. Finding licensed people is mostly impossible, I think, for a lot of places. Generally speaking, we're trying to recruit potential talent, license them, and get them up to speed and running. Is that something that is still in the hands of the former agency owner, agency manager, whatever their title may be, post acquisition? Or is that something you guys handle, or does it go either way? You can do it or we can keep doing it.
Well, our agency partners will always have ultimate control over hiring, firing, compensation, bonus, those types of decisions, right? That remains in the power of our agency partners. However, they have a full HR team to tap into for resource and help with the hiring. So our HR team can go out and post the ads for, you know, the open positions that they have. They can run preliminary interviews for them, with final round interviews being conducted by the agency partners to help simplify that overall process. So think of it as, you know, hiring an outside HR recruiting firm to help you with an open placement. You have that built in within Acrisure at no cost. And then they can help with hiring paperwork and everything that's needed to get the staff up and running. Which really takes a lot of the burden off the hands of the agency partners.
Yeah, no doubt. So you said that hiring, firing, compensation, all of that is still dependent upon but at the discretion of the former agency owner. Or what's your title for? I guess let's go there. So I'm referring to him correctly. What's the title for the agency owner that sells to Acrisure and stays on as part of the team?
Yeah, so we call them agency partners or principals.
Okay, principals, got it. That makes sense, right? So let's say that the agency partner, you know, which I mean, this is just, you know, I know this question's out there in somebody's brain. Is it okay? Because it's your checkbook, Acrisure's checkbook, that's writing the checks for my payroll every month. What type of incentives does an agency partner have to keep things lean and mean and profitable? I mean, is that built into the compensation package that you offer moving forward?
Yeah. So that's, you know, a mixture of their earnout opportunities as well as their long-term compensation packages.
Perfect. Well, that's great. So it's essentially like the agency does well, the agency partner does well.
Absolutely.
Still.
Yep. So. And as the company does well overall, given they're a shareholder, they also do well from that.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Everybody wins. So what's the downside of doing business with Acrisure? Sorry, I have to ask because it's like upside, upside, upside. And maybe there is no downside, but if you had to say, I mean, is there any downside to doing business with Acrisure?
I would say there's not, of course, a downside to doing business with us. But like I said, you have to fit with our model and vice versa. I'll continue to reiterate that there has to be a match on both sides. So
for sure.
You know, for someone that's just looking to maybe sell and retire and does not care about what happens to the business long term, which we completely understand and respect, that is the right fit for some people and their agencies. It's just not the right fit for Acrisure, as we are really focused on long term alignment and our partners staying involved in the business and finding out ways in which we can help enrich, you know, their lives, their firm, and help them achieve their goals.
If someone wants to potentially look into a deal with Acrisure, how do they get a hold of your guys' acquisition team?
Yeah, so they can email me directly. They can reach out on our website. There is a form to fill out that comes to our team. You know, that's typically the best way to reach out to us. There's also a section on our website, too, that lists out agency partners that choose to be listed on our website, right? So that is a choice on whether you want to be listed on the website. You can always give one of our existing agency partners a call and hear directly from them on what their experience has been like.
So, and we didn't really touch on this, but I think it was kind of alluded to earlier. I was asking about, you know, what does the agency that you look for look like? And when I asked that question, I meant, you know, is it primarily personal lines? Is it primarily commercial lines? But from hearing everything you've said over the course of this podcast, it sounds like you're looking more for almost like a personality fit. And I mean, obviously there's some growth metrics that you want to see, right? You don't want an agency that's kind of, you know, sliding backwards, but you know, you're looking for growth. You're looking for profitability, I would presume. You're looking for, you know, like good business, but at the same time, you know, maybe are there attributes of more agencies that are more attractive to the Acrisure model? You know, like I said, personal, commercial, life, health, disability, PNC, or is it more of like, you're just looking for the entrepreneur that wants to, you know, go big and just needs more resources.
Yeah. I mean, I would say the entrepreneurial spirit and alignment is by far, you know, the number one criteria is that cultural fit and just strategic alignment and the visions of their firm as well as ours. And then outside of that, you're right, right? We want to see a track record of growth and success. We are a very growth-oriented firm, and we want to see, you know, firms that are like-minded, have a track record of success that we can help continue to grow their firm going forward with our resources and capabilities. We are looking for a certain level of profitability on an adjusted basis, right? Not how they're operating today as independent owners, as we know that's more for tax-efficient purposes, right?
Right.
And then other than that, in terms of product line, we're across the board, right? The majority of our insurance space is in commercial. And then we've got personal lines. We do have employee benefits, some voluntary benefits, life and health, disability, et cetera. But really, it comes down to the right partner and then the product line and the good type of business follows that.
Anything that you feel like would be good for agency owners to know about Acrisure, besides all the stuff we already talked about?
Yeah, I would say our technology component to our business is very unique. So we have made, because of our equity structure, right, we're not majority owned by private equity or public. We've been able to make significant investments back into our firm for the long-term growth and outcome versus just short-term results, and making sure that we are the most competitive from a standpoint of the tech tools that we can bring to our partners to help them increase the overall efficiency of their operations and the quoting process, help them optimize their existing book of business, as well as generate new business and clientele. And anyone that's interested in learning more about that, I know Greg Williams, our founder and CEO, has done several talks and discussions on some of our capabilities, as well as, you know, if interested in learning more, you can reach out and I can schedule a technology demonstration so you can learn more about what differentiates us and what capabilities our partners have access to.
Yeah, well, perfect. You know, we appreciate you taking the time. Obviously, you guys are a busy crew. The numbers say it louder than anything. So we really appreciate the time you guys took today to set aside and talk to us. What's that website agency owners can go to one more time?
So it's acrisure.com.
Perfect.
And then my email, scowley@acrisure.com.
Perfect. Well, great. Thank you so much, Shelby. We really, really, really appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Abe.